We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
On the line now is the host of BetMGM Tonight, our Odyssey sports betting insider, Ryan Horvath. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, get it delivered. Be sure to listen to the BetMGM podcast for more of Ryan's analysis. Just search BetMGM wherever you find your podcast. Man, how you doing? I heard it was a wild weather week last week in D.C.
Oh, man. So I'm getting ready to jump on the show with you guys. And I didn't even know it was supposed to rain, let alone we were supposed to have a severe thunderstorm. And, you know, Tristan made this point. She's like, this is the rainiest summer that I could ever remember. And we're both pretty new, well, to D.C. especially. And I live in Maryland. But driving in, man, we had a flash flood warning. There was pictures. There were videos all over Twitter. There was like 3 foot of water. I could barely make it into work. I was a couple minutes late. It was an absolute disaster. Luckily today we got sunny skies as of right now, but yeah, man, you never know what you're going to get here in D.C., unfortunately.
Oh, I'm just glad you're okay. You get like swept down the flash flood. All right, let's talk some betting, okay? We've got preseason football. We've got college football futures that are always out there, and lines are coming out all over. But I want to ask you about the FedEx Cup and the BMW Championships going on, because one of our texters and listeners, he actually sent us this little line and goes, hey, I want to get Ryan's thoughts on the PGA champ or the BMW championship, because is it true that Justin Thomas, the only guy that's actually played this course competitively?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, right? And so I wish I could have jumped on with you guys last week, because all week long we were preaching Will Zalatoris on the show, and he was 22-1 plus 2,200, which, yeah, easy for me to say now. Tweeted it out, man, and it was the fourth outright, actually, that I've hit this year. I don't think this is ever going to happen again. I'm going back to Zalatoris again. But, yeah, this is tough, man. It's a tough course to handicap. You know, I've talked with a couple different people already this week. We do our big preview tonight, actually, on the show. And, I mean, I still really like Zalatoris, but it obviously goes back to Wilmington Country Club. You know, it's a par 71, over 7,500 yards. It's tough to call, but I really think that Zalatoris is live again. I just feel like, you know, there's those guys that they just need to get over the hump. And if you've been betting Willie Z the last year, man, every Sunday you're in for a wild ride. And it kind of reminds me of actually Tony Finau, who won two straight. And so he finally gets over the hump. I just feel like that's what he needed, Zalatoris. He fired his caddy. It was a crazy week. He actually fired his caddy last week in the middle of the tournament, I believe going into the Sunday. So I really like him. And then I've talked with a couple other people that actually really do like Rory. You know, I think the price right now is only like 10-1. I'd want a better number. But if you look at it, right, three of his last eight victories on tour, I believe, have actually come after he missed the cut in his previous start. He won the 2018 Arnold Palmer Invitation, but he missed the cut the week before. The 2019 Canadian Open, he missed the cut at the Memorial Tournament. And then again at the 2021 Wells Fargo, he missed the cut the week prior at the Masters. And if you look at it, you know, I think that this sets up pretty good for him, actually. Like, six of the last seven BMW championships had a winning score of, I believe, 20 under or better. So we're going to see some high scores. So for me, I'm going with Zalatoris. I don't hate the Rory pick. And then, you know, we haven't really been talking about John Rahm lately, and he's still only 14-1. I might wait to live bet him if he's around three back, four back, if he's in contention on a Saturday. I'd want an 18-1, 22-1. But I kind of like him on this course just because he's top four in this field in strokes gained on bent grass courses. I believe in strokes gained on courses longer than 7,400 yards, and in no-cut events. So I feel like he might get hot this weekend as well. So those are the three guys that I would target for sure.
All right, Ryan, NBA schedule just came out, so I'm going to completely derail all the golf talk.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Portland, obviously the line is 40.5. I play my little game of my immediate pick'em, and I originally landed at 41. I've already put my money down. I took the over on the team this season. I think they're going to end up probably around my number's 43.5. And after looking at the schedule and how it kind of shook out, I'm pretty comfortable at 43, 44. What are the value plays that you see out there? Do you see Portland as one of those opportunities when they're sitting at 40.5? Do you see additional value, obviously, once the schedule first comes out, as far as rest advantage, back-to-backs, and everything else as they kind of shake out?
Man, I'm glad to talk about this because last night, you know, the NBA Christmas Day lines actually came out. And obviously, I'm a big football guy, so we're previewing college football right now. We're getting really heavy into the NFL, but these popped up on Twitter yesterday. And I was like, well, excuse me really quick, but I got to throw a couple of these bets out that I don't think we're going to get these numbers. So the team that I love again this year was the best team against the spread last year, other than the Phoenix Suns, and that was the Memphis Grizzlies. Mm. Great regular season team. They're going to be hungry this year, especially with all the trash talk that's been going on back and forth with, you know, them and the Golden State Warriors on social media. Ja Morant and pretty much everybody. Desmond Bane's going to be another year older. Ja's going to be fully healthy, we hope, going into the season, can stay fully healthy. And we're getting them as 5.5-point underdogs, 6-point underdogs on Christmas Day. I'm going to play that. I'm going to play their win total over again, just because all season long, I kind of compared them just to one of those young regular season teams that tries hard every single night. Like, go back to the year that Derrick Rose became the youngest MVP in league history. The Bulls won 60-plus games that year under Tom Thibodeau, and then they got to the playoffs, ran into the Heat, and LeBron just completely shut down Derrick. As far as the Blazers, I'm with you. That's another win total where I'm going over. I do expect a bounce back season as long as Dame's going to be out there. And I mean, we all expect him to be out there, right? And he's going to be fully healthy. I really like Simons. I like Jeremy Grant. I like this roster. And I don't know that they're going to win 50, 55 games. I usually do the same thing, man. And I always joke about it. Like when the NFL schedule comes out, I hate win-lossing a schedule because you don't know what's going to happen with injuries and whatnot. But I look at their schedule. I don't see anything less than 42, 43 wins.
Yep.
And usually that's what I'm looking for if I am going to play an over. So I'm with you. I think that they could be a 6-8 seed. I don't know that they're winning 55 games, but I definitely think they're going over that win total. As long as they stay fully healthy, Dame doesn't end up getting moved, which I don't expect. And, you know, they don't completely give up the second half of the season, kind of like we saw last year when I didn't know half the guys on that roster at the end of the year. I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, it's okay. We didn't either.
Yeah, very few people here did either. So you're not alone, man. You're not alone. Is there an approach that you have when you're looking, though, as schedules come out to extended road trips and start eyeing those single game lines that will come out that you want to jump on? Like, I mean, we were talking about this, like in the Blazers schedule, they have 4 days in New York City, one of them being Thanksgiving Day, to play the Knicks and the Nets. It's a long time to be in New York City. What are some of the things that you look at scheduling wise that will really get you to jump one way or another on a bet?
Yeah, absolutely. And especially in the NBA, I like young teams. I like fading young teams on the West Coast, especially, you know, if it's a team from the East Coast and they're going out to Los Angeles for a couple days on a road trip. There's certain things like that. Obviously, you know, back-to-back, who's going to be playing in those back-to-backs? Like, I'll probably be fading the Brooklyn Nets on every single back-to-back if Kyrie's on that roster because he only wants to play 60 games and he doesn't want to play back-to-back. You know what's funny is when I was growing up, my dad was trying to explain to me why he would always fade the Chicago Bulls. And we grew up in Chicago, you know, and so when I really fell in love with basketball, it was the 95-96 season when they went 72-10. So they didn't really lose a whole lot. But I remember they'd go to Miami, and my dad would go on the money line with the Miami Heat, and it would be like plus 300 because, again, they had like five losses. And he told me a story that anytime that they'd go to Miami, they would all hang out all night long pretty much at Dan Marley's bar. And then we found like certain opportunities I would notice that he would bet against them when Rodman would go to Las Vegas. So usually that's usually what I look for, man. Honestly, is like you look for those teams that are going to Miami, they're going to Los Angeles, the party cities, they're going to be out all night. I'll never forget when I was covering the Bucks in Milwaukee. It was 3 a.m. I look over to my left. This is a true story. Philadelphia was in town, and I see sitting right next to me was Joel Embiid. So I texted my buddy and I was like, oh, we got to take the Bucks tomorrow. It's an early game. You know Giannis is going to dominate. And then Embiid's at the poker table. I mean, he wasn't drinking or anything, but it was, you know, it was 4 a.m., I think, before we got out of there. So those are the things that I look at. But definitely the road trips, the long road trips. In Chicago, we used to call those the circus trips because the circus would come to town. So the Bulls would be on the road for 2 weeks. And they would always struggle, you know, no matter how good they were. So that's the other thing I look at, extended road trips. I usually like the fade teams.
Love it. All right, one more for you. You bet preseason, and this is the weird time. And I love the fact that we get joint practices. But do you pick anything up based off of joint practices leading into, you know, that preseason game? You have New England and Carolina today. They were joint practice up. They play preseason week two. You have New Orleans, Green Bay doing the same. Is there anything you grab from those joint practices or that you look for to help you kind of maybe get an eye on where you're going to lean?
So it's interesting that you went to that we're talking about the Saints and the Packers, because the Saints are the team that I'm actually the highest on in the NFC. Now, I don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl. I don't know that they're even going to the divisional round, but their win total opened up at 8.5 wins. And I know Sean Payton's retired, and I know Drew Brees left 2 years ago, but they were 5-2 with Jameis last year. He had 14 touchdown passes, I believe, to 3 interceptions, was playing really good football, and then he got injured and everything kind of fell apart. Now, what I've been paying attention to is all the beat reporters, because not only did I play the Saints over 8.5, but I took a stab at them to win the division when the Buccaneers came down with all those injuries on the offensive line and Tom Brady decided to take an extended vacation the next 3 weeks. So I played the Saints because they were plus 280 to win that division. You know, the win total I thought was too low. And I'm also going to take them on the money line this week against Green Bay. A lot of people are making excuses for Jordan Love, and if two of those interceptions were not his fault for Green Bay, but that third one, he threw the ball into the middle of the field. He should have threw it away. He doesn't look good, you guys. Rodgers is not playing. No. They don't want to risk losing any of these wide receivers because they don't have any anymore without Devontae. Mm-hmm. I'm going to bet the Saints in the preseason, and I really like that team. And I've been paying attention because it looks like Jarvis Landry looks really good. Today there was a fight at the end of practice, but they're saying Mike Thomas right now. He was even burning Eric Stokes and Jair Alexander. I think those are two of the better corners in the league. So I'm going to bet the Saints in the preseason. Love their win total over this year.
Ryan Horvath, he is our BetQL Network insider. Check him out on BetMGM tonight. Thanks a lot, man. Really appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
All right. That was our BetMGM Tonight and Odyssey sports betting insider, Ryan Horvath. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. You head to Driveway.com today to shop more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!